This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warning Tuesday that unless his nation wins a drawn-out battle in a key eastern city, Russia could begin building international support for a deal that would require or could require Ukraine to make unacceptable compromises. He also invited the leader of China, long aligned with Russia, to visit. If Bakhmut fell to Russian forces, their president, Vladimir Putin, will sell this victory to the West, to his society, to China, to Iran, Zelensky said in an exclusive interview with the Associated Press. The Ukrainian leader spoke to the AP aboard a train shuttling him across to Ukraine, two cities near some of the fiercest fighting and others where his country's forces have successfully repelled Russian invasion. The U.S. House of Representatives' top Republican is pressing President Biden to negotiate on lifting the nation's borrowing authority with a potential debt default looming. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In a letter, Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the president is now on the clock. It's time to set a meeting to avoid a crisis. So far, number two Senate Republican John Thune says the president's been unwilling.
Frankly, I think it's ridiculous.
The White House responds to McCarthy.
We've seen the letter, but where's the budget?
Spokeswoman Olivia Dalton repeating what the president's long said. McCarthy and the GOP should publicly present their own budget ideas. Here at the White House, officials insist the president will not entertain proposed program cuts simply in exchange for lifting the debt limit. McCarthy and Republicans say he must for debt ceiling legislation to move ahead. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And Mexico's president said migrants targeted for deportation set a fire inside a detention facility Monday in protests, killing at least 40 people, injuring 29 others. This is VOA News. President Biden on Tuesday urged Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to abandon a judicial overhaul proposal that led to massive protests in Israel, prompting the Israeli leader to say he does not make decisions based on pressure from abroad. Netanyahu delayed the overhaul proposal after large numbers of people took to the streets in protests. The White House initially said in response that Netanyahu should seek a compromise on the issue. Netanyahu said his administration was striving to make reforms via broad consensus. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is set to announce Wednesday $1 billion in public and private financing for programs focused on economic empowerment of women as she wraps up a visit to Ghana. The funding will support expanding access to digital services, job training, and support for entrepreneurs, according to her office. Harris is holding a roundtable of women entrepreneurs Wednesday in the Ghanaian capital of Accra before departing for Tanzania, the next leg on her week-long Africa tour. Ghana's military is training to crack down on illegal overfishing of the Gulf of Guinea, much of it by Chinese-owned boats.
Chokor is a fishing village in the Ghanaian capital of Accra. Here, fishermen eke out a living on the shores of the Gulf of Guinea. Gulf of Guinea countries, however, could be losing up to $2.3 billion annually to illegal fishing, says the Institute for Security Studies. Much of it is carried out by boats with Ghanaian flags, but according to the non-profit Environmental Justice Foundation, 90% of these boats have Chinese owners. As coastal communities like Chokor continue to struggle, troops from Ghana's Navy have been taking part in a joint training exercise with US forces focusing on maritime security. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Accra, Ghana.
The U.S. ambassador to Somalia said the Somali government's military operations against al-Shabaab have cost the militants one-third of their territory. Since January, the United States donated weapons to the Somali National Forces to support operations against al-Shabaab. The U.S. also trains an elite Somali army unit. The Somali government this week reported that the military operations have inflicted heavy losses on the militant group during the past 6 months. Meanwhile, the militant group has claimed that the first phase of the military operations by the Somali government and local fighters has failed. And the death toll from a landslide in Ecuador has risen to 8 Tuesday evening as families and rescue groups work to find dozens more people missing after the landslide smothered buildings and stadiums in the Andean province on Sunday. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.